What if someone you lost who had died returned? This episode of AfterBuzz TV is brought to you by the powerful and riveting new drama, Resurrection. You won't be able to stop watching or talking about it. Resurrection premiering on Sunday night, March 9th at 9, 8 Central, only on ABC. You're not going to want to miss it.
Mr. Langston, did your son go missing, sir?
I haven't. He's okay.
My son died 32 years ago.
What if someone you lost returned?
Daddy!
Honey, who is it?
Jacob. I'm coming home.
The television series event begins.
You're not the only one, there's others. Tell
the world. Resurrection. Series premieres Sunday, March 9th on ABC.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of Beverly Hills After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of Beverly Hills After Show.
They're going on a holiday.
Yeah. Puerto Rico.
Nice.
The A-team's back today. It's woo! Not Snooki and J-Wow, but we are back. It's just us two tonight. Fabulous.
Just the two of us.
We can make it if we try.
I think we'll make it.
Oh, I think so. I think we will. Barbie and Teresa tonight in the house for Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Lines in the sand. But before we get into any of that, we want to tell you about a really cool show coming on ABC Family that Marissa, Steven, and Roya are going to let us know about.
Hey guys, we'll continue this podcast in just another second. I really want to take a quick minute to tell you about this new show. I saw the trailer for it the other day. I was like just blown away. I was super excited. I was giddy. I don't use that word lightly. I was giddy, G-I-D-D-Y, because this show just, it seemed so innovative. It seemed brand new, and it seemed like nobody's ever done it before, which is very rare in this day and age of TV. It's called Resurrection. It's on ABC, and this is the concept, guys. So, have you ever had someone who's died, like a family member or anything?
Yes.
And no matter how long ago that was, what if they walked that door right now?
I would be in complete shock.
I would squeal.
You would squeal?
Yes.
I don't use squeal lightly either, but I would probably squeal too. Honestly, it's insane. They don't come back as zombies. They're not aliens. It's nothing to be seen before, right? Yeah, it's nothing mundane like that. It's something completely new. I have no idea what it is, but I want to watch to find out because the trailer was absolutely insane. You can find it on YouTube. You can find it on TV. Hell, you can see billboards all over the place.
I've seen the billboards. They're intriguing. They grab my attention. I want to know what's happening.
I always see them at night and they freak me out. So I'm down to see what it's all about.
Well, you know how you can find out what's happening? You can watch the show. Okay, the show, it starts with this like 8-year-old boy. His name's Jacob. He reunites with his parents, but he's been dead for 32 years. But he's still 8. Like, he just comes out and he's 8 years old still, but his parents are 32 years aged. And it's in this town called Arcadia, Missouri. It's like, you know, a small town, big mystery kind of thing. And I don't know. I'm super intrigued. I don't even know what's going to happen, but I just want to watch and find out. And okay, guys, get this. You don't have to wait too long. It's coming out March 9th, and it's going to be on ABC. It's at 9, 8 Central on ABC March 9th.
Oh, that's right around the corner.
Yeah.
Definitely set my DVR for that.
That's like almost here, basically. All right, guys, we're going to get back to the podcast. Thanks again for listening.
That sounds the bomb.
So we wanted to leave the anticipation. I'm Ashley, and this is...
And I'm Charlotte Brobin. What's up, guys? We are back.
Yeah. I am like... This was crazy tonight. We knew it was happening. We knew Lisa was going to have, you know, this really sad confrontation, but we felt bad for her. I felt bad. I didn't like to see her cry. We never want to see any of them cry. That's when it goes a little overboard. But it also shows how real some of these feelings are.
So, yeah, it gets back to, like, the idea that, yeah, Housewives, yeah, it's real, you know? Like, this is real drama that they're creating.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I'm Team Lisa or Team Brandy, but we'll get into that later.
Yeah. Okay, so they were going to Puerto Rico. Obviously, they're all packing. We always see that with every Real Housewives. We have to see them pack all their cool stuff. But when they get to the airport, Joyce lets everybody know that her dad has passed away. She said, I know you guys already know, but my dad passed away. And in her in Joyce's blog last week, she mentioned that she was very upset and disappointed in Kyle, that Kyle had spoken last week, which you mentioned how Kyle kind of whispered, right, that Joyce's father had passed, put your, like it was like this type of whisper, I guess. But it was it bothered her. Mm-hmm. And you had pointed that out. You were like, it's kind of weird. Why would you bring that up? But it was weird, too, that we didn't know why, maybe because of editing or whatever, we didn't know why she didn't want to tell the girls. But she mentioned she didn't want to tell them because she didn't want to, take a sad situation and bring it upon everybody else on a nice day, like Gigi's party. And she also felt like her father wouldn't have wanted it to be that way. Like, they didn't want to have a lot of camera time involving this situation. She wanted to go to Puerto Rico and deal with it and have it be a family issue.
Yeah, and that makes sense. I mean, I don't think she wanted a lot of spotlight on her during this time. And for Kyle to take it upon herself to tell everyone isn't right, no. You know? But I liked that she addressed it, got it out the way. Obviously tough for her. You could see she was holding back tears, but she had her husband by her side supporting her, like, okay, I'm going to get rid of this at the airport. It's behind us. Let's go have a good trip.
Yep. I know. And she really did. She did. And it was so sweet seeing her with her mother. They are so close. Talking 3 times a day. That's a lot. She talks to her mother 3 times a day, she said.
Yeah. My mom's my best friend, too. And we don't talk 3 times a day.
I know, me either.
That's a lot. Like, what do you talk about for 3 times a day with, like, and when? Do you speak in the morning, afternoon, and night? And
we have, like, 4 jobs. I mean, I think when you are a housewife, it might be a little more time on your hands to call your mom. And plus, you have 2 kids. Maybe they did something cute every 2 seconds. Like, yeah. You know, who knows? But
still a lot.
It is a lot.
And
I know.
But then is she talking when she says 3 times? Is that, like, 3 texts or is that 3 phone calls?
I guess. I know. Well, but they must have to make phone calls, I would think.
Yeah.
I don't know, but it was nice to see her with her family, and he, the husband's very supportive of her, and you can see that, you know, he really is there for her mm-hmm. in this situation, and it's sad because you see that, you know, she still has to film, she has a contract, but I don't know how I could do it if my, God forbid, something ever happened to, like, a family member, and it was a situation where I was on camera. I don't know if I could ever do that.
Yeah,
finish it through.
But it seems like she's taken, I mean, who knows what exact date things happened, when things go to editing. But, I mean, last episode she wasn't present that much.
Right, that's true.
And we don't know how long it was now until she's in Puerto Rico. But, yeah, it's a tough time. But, again, that's something you get when you sign the contract to be on the show. It's like no matter what, you have to film.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Okay, so what did you think? So they get to Puerto Rico. She addresses that issue. Kind of weird that everybody was in a blue bikini except Lisa, who was in a bright pink one. Was this kind of the producer's way of pinpointing her, is showing everybody?
Totally.
Right? I mean, Brandy was in like a greenish turquoise.
It was dark.
Weird.
Lisa stood out like a sore thumb in a bright pink bikini.
Even Mauricio and Ken.
Like, it was totally... I just think they do these subtle things to exclude people, and it works really well. And Lisa literally stood out like a sore thumb. I mean, she had this bright pink bikini on and a hat, and everyone else had blue or dark bikinis on.
Right.
And I definitely think that's something to do with production, for sure.
So my question is, if this was an issue – so obviously last week Kyle met with Lisa at the store – and Kyle said in her blog that she met because she felt like nothing had been resolved. Because we were all wondering last week, how come they keep needing an apology for one another for all of the things that happened last season? But they really were never addressed. And that was kind of their way. They keep, like, having parties together and this and that. But it was never like they never really address situations. They kind of just let them go for a while. It's easier that way.
Yeah.
But I felt like if they were so civil at the store, how come it took – why when there are more people with Kyle does this issue or does any issue become so much bigger? I just felt like this could have been handled in the same way that it was handled at the store.
Totally. I think that Kyle gains power from when she has more people behind her. And Kyle wasn't doing the dirty work. Firstly, Yolanda was doing a lot of the instigating and kind of pushing for things to be spoken about. And it's like, what do you have to do with any of this? Like, Yolanda, get out of here. And secondly, Brandy, everyone was, it didn't really involve Kyle until the whole tabloids thing. And I find that just weird.
Yeah. We never saw these tabloids. We said this before. We'll say it again. I'm not saying they weren't there. I see magazines all the time at the grocery store, at the mall, anywhere I go. And I never have seen anything like that in the past. And this must have been, what, in the summer? Maybe a little earlier than that?
I would think it was probably September-ish.
Yeah?
Well, it depends how long they film for.
Probably a little less.
Yeah. But it's towards, it's towards the end of their filming.
Did you ever see anything?
No, nothing. And for this to be a huge deal, and they even showed the front of this magazine, and it's like, I'm just confused.
Yeah.
I'm really confused by the whole thing.
Yeah, I am too. So basically the issue is that, first of all, like you say, Yolanda, I felt like Yolanda was really, this was not her place. I think Yolanda is so fair in so many ways. She's somebody that I feel like if you bring her in a situation, she will communicate both sides. She'll be unbiased. She'll have an objective point of view, this and that. And that all shot to hell tonight because I saw a different side of her. I didn't like that she put herself in a situation that had nothing to do with her. And I think she has a lot of anger towards Lisa for other reasons. I think she did talk badly of Lisa last year in Paris. And Lisa says in her blog as well that she believes now that Kim and Kyle were truthful to her when they said that Yolanda was talking badly of Lisa. So I do think that she has her own issues anyway, so it was easier for her to jump in the fire and handle the issue for Brandy. But Brandy always says she's so tough and she can handle anything, so why didn't she just get the balls to go over to Lisa and take her aside and talk to her? Why did it have to be this way?
I don't know if Brandy wasn't going to, but I just think Yolanda took it upon herself because Brandy said, I'm not going to drink alcohol because I want to be on my A game. But I think Yolanda just took it upon herself to be like, okay, this isn't moving fast enough. I'm going to go and stop this conversation. And it's like, hold the phone.
Would you be upset if someone did that for you? If someone went in, obviously good intentions, but how would you feel about that if you were Brandy?
Yeah, because I can fight my own battles. I don't need you. And you don't need to be involved because most of the times in these situations, Brandy and Lisa are going to make up and the real problem is going to be with Yolanda and Lisa. So in the end, everyone's going to be happy apart from the person that stepped in to try and help.
Yes, the hero never wins.
Yes, never wins. So I mean, the whole thing, I was just really confused because I didn't think anything added up.
So I was so confused myself. I didn't understand it either. But Lisa says, Lisa's obviously says to Yolanda, like, you know, this issue doesn't, she's so confused at this point. I feel like she doesn't really understand why Yolanda's talking to her about this. And then Brandy walks over and Brandy's like, okay, this is my fault that this is happening. Basically, this is how I feel. Talks to her a little bit about it. But then it's like ambush central. It's like, well, then Kyle comes over. And it's like, come on.
It was one by one. They all slowly started to worm their way in. And it became this four against one. And like Ken said, and I just don't know what I agree with. Because I don't agree with the way that it was handled. But then Ken got really defensive.
I know.
Really.
Defensive. See, I always watch Mauricio and Ken's relationship, and I always see it as like, I always search for something that brotherly thing that they have. Like, I feel like they're never really mad at each other for a long time, and they kind of have a relationship that they can say whatever they want to one another. But when I saw Mauricio get so upset that he was about to get up and leave, and like, I don't know. It's like then later on the bus, he was like smiling at him, and
But also when Mauricio was about to get up and leave because he was so angry, the way Kim told the story, I was like, Kim, what are you doing? Like, if everyone just got out of this and just let it be with Brandy, Lisa, and Kim, everything would be a lot better off. I mean, what Kim was saying, she was like, Lisa did this and da-da-da-da, and then Mauricio said, man, or whatever. Yeah. Well, no, this is in the beach. At the beach.
Oh, the beach.
And
yeah.
When Mauricio said, is this true? She went, mm-hmm. It's like,
So here's another situation.
You really don't know if it's true. Everything in this whole situation is hearsay. Kim said at dinner. She said, you said, and then he said, and then you said. And it's like, how are you keeping track with what she said? He said, like, ugh.
Here's such another situation where people have their own issues with Lisa, and those issues are coming up because they're all getting the strength because they see one person do it. It's like dice. It's like dominoes. It's like the domino effect. Like now Kim's got a little more, you know, she's a little more amped up. Well, you know, you did that and you also did this and you also did, and you know, Ken, I feel like part of me feels like if I'd be torn, like if I were Lisa and Ken didn't say anything, I'd be a little bit like disappointed.
Well,
but
I remember
I don't know.
It was earlier this season. They were picking out pieces for their new restaurant, and I can picture the place where they were picking out
the antique place.
Yeah, I think so. And Lisa was saying, "Are you gonna? You wouldn't stick up for me if this happened." And I think Lisa said, "Would you?" And he said,
was
"No."
It after the sir dinner, when Joyce's husband stuck up for her,
oh, who knows? All the fights roll into
one.
Yeah,
I know.
But Ken said, "No, I wouldn't."
Really?
Yeah,
huh,
he said, and
that.
Lisa said, "I don't believe
Good
you." She said, "I don't believe that you wouldn't stick up for me," and because I think Ken was saying husbands shouldn't get into it,
right?
But then suddenly, Ken's talking more than Lisa, and he's getting. I mean, he called everyone stupid.
Yep.
Yolanda, you're stupid.
I think everybody was handling the situation in a stupid way, because I think if this was. And I understand this is a production because I saw pictures of the of them in Puerto Rico, like the behind the scenes photos. You can Google them, guys. You could see how many cameras are actually there. I have to say, there's like four cameras just on the beach. They have the booms above everybody. I mean, this is not a natural setting where you're in a natural environment. There are people telling you, okay, well, you know, Yolanda just said this. Bring them in. Bring Kyle in. I feel like that's how produced it is. But at the same time, they're producing based around real situations. This is a real fight. This is a real argument, real tensions that are brewing. So in that case, you can see Ken's probably frustrated as well because he probably sees half the things that are going on that he can't call out the producer and say, hey, why are you sending this person over? It's probably annoying for him to sit there and watch this all being taped and watching his wife getting embarrassed and getting yelled at and talked to by everybody. He's just sitting there watching. It's like a movie that your wife is starring in, you know.
Yeah,
it's
and
terrible.
He said at dinner, you four have talked about this, you right. planned it, and now you're coming in and attacking. And I mean, to some extent, yeah.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
exactly what happened.
Right.
And but this isn't just something that has happened now. This has been planned for, like, Brandy's been waiting and waiting to say something.
Why do it now? And why do it when everybody else is there? If it's your really good friend, you take them aside and you do it one-on-one. And you care enough about them that you don't want them to be in a position where everybody attacks them. I mean, this brings me back to Real Housewives of Orange County when Alexis was attacked. It was one person had an issue with her and everybody went in on it. And her one friend who was supposed to be there to stick up for her, Gretchen, just, you know, jumped on the bandwagon and said nothing.
Well, it's easier to jump on the bandwagon in situations like this than put up a fight towards everyone else because then – like I said, that's going to be the person that everyone else hates when everyone is friends with Lisa
right,
again.
Right.
But also, it's everyone's just kind of taking the easy option and the easy person, like against Lisa. I think it's been edited to make Lisa look terrible.
Right.
Is she manipulated? Manipulative? Maybe. Yeah. But is she as bad as she looks? I don't think so.
I don't either. That's a really good point. I don't think she – I feel like whether she did this or she didn't do it, that is besides the point.
Mm-hmm.
Because if there's an issue at all, it's how you address the issue that really matters in the friendship because that's going to be – it shows your true colors as well. The person who's – so Kyle is upset about something. Kyle's really upset still about the Mauricio – the allegations at least they had against Mauricio in the reunion last season where she said, you know, Mauricio wants to make money, so he goes and he befriends people for that reason. And it was the Adrian Maloof thing when he wanted to have the listing. That really pissed Kyle off. And it was said in it was Lisa's blog. It was actually Kyle's blog, I think, that she said she still, you know, she still feels like that hasn't been resolved. You know, that whole – she really never got an apology for that. So that – imagine having one thing that's bothering you, but you have to still see a person. But then it's like little things keep happening. Then it's like the tabloids. It's just – it's all building up in Kyle. And I think everybody just decided, let's all do it at once. And I just felt like that was an ambush. And it doesn't matter whether she's right or wrong.
Then
shouldn't
I
have
think
done it.
In that situation, if that's the truth, that Kyle's never – it's never been resolved, then I think Kyle's fake.
because she's all buddy-buddy. And like Brandy said, they've had birthday parties. Yeah, like Ken and Mauricio's birthday party together. It's just weird.
But is Lisa as fake? Because, okay, so I don't think Lisa is telling the truth in the situation with the tabloids. I do think she was caught red-handed. I think that she had no idea that this was coming. Like, you know how you have someone very close to you, you divulge everything to that one person, mm-hmm. and then you kind of you lose track of some of the things you say. I think she totally forgot that she even did that with the tabloids with Brandy. And I think when that was brought up, part of it was, what is she talking about? And the other part was, oh my God, like I'm caught right now and I need to make this look as much as I'm confused as possible, because otherwise I need time to think about how I'm going to do this, but I have to speak right now because they're asking me right off the top.
Yeah, I think when it was first addressed on the beach and Kyle, and that was the best way, Kyle went up to her, asked her, but that should have been the point where Kyle was like, all right, well, Lisa's saying no, Brandy's saying yes. How big of a deal? And yeah, this is a really sensitive subject because, I mean, obviously it's very hurtful for Kyle thinking her husband cheated on her. But in the big scheme of things, is this really plotting against you, trying to hurt and manipulate you?
Right.
I don't know. Like, it's just a mag. Yeah. Yes, it is. But it's in the end, what? So they would have been in Palm Springs and this magazine would have shown up and they would have had a conversation about it. But then maybe Kyle would have felt better because she could have talked to everybody about it. So I think it was too long ago. It's all being brought up. When Brandy said Kyle needs to know the truth.
Yeah, I was expecting something big. I really was expecting something big.
It's like this.
But
that's it.
I mean, like, Brandy is known to make up things, I think. I mean, so there's an allegation that she has that Eddie Cibrian's currently asking for child support, which he is denying. And also, she has said in the past week that Lisa was bankrupt at some point she went through bankruptcy and something with her house in Calabasas. It was like a bankruptcy. She pointed fingers at her that she was bankrupt at some point. And Lisa fought back saying that's not true at all. And what you just did, making up a lie like that, is literally like you caused a lot of problems and a lot of damage. So I think Brandy has – some people have no problem making up things either. I'm not saying that this is 100% true, but I'm just saying, how does Brandy have all this knowledge of all of these huge things all the time?
Yeah.
It just makes no sense. People that are very smart, like Lisa's very, very smart. So if she did go bankrupt, for instance, why would she ever confide in Brandy about that? Because why would Lisa ever risk anybody knowing about that?
But if they were that close and, I mean, Lisa took the time to go at the start of the dinner and say, I love you. Like, I'm always here for you. I've always supported you. Lisa didn't have to do that. But when Lisa was first confronted by Kyle, I got the feeling that Lisa was kind of like, I don't know, like, what is the point in this? Like, is this really a huge deal right now? Like, it was a really sensitive subject. So, what? I thought it was strange that Ken right away was defensive. Yeah. Right away.
Right,
it's like,
right, right.
Why are you that defensive?
Right, right.
I don't really understand. She was not defensive at all.
No. Lisa was very nonchalant about it because at one point, Kyle was like, let me go get Brandy. We'll ask Brandy. She's like, don't get Brandy. If you were telling me I said something I didn't say, I'd be like, go get Brandy.
But that, and that shows that maybe she's guilty.
Right.
But I just thought it was just a very, and I don't know if this episode had a lot of editing, like a lot of things edited together that made it confusing. I was just really confused at why Ken was so defensive and mm-hmm. so
that
angry.
That was not really, no. And why Mauricio was also, you would think Mauricio, if the relationship is so amazing and there's such a tight family, then why is this such a huge issue? Maybe they are super, super close. It would really, if he's really, really close to Ken, which I don't feel like they are off camera, but if they are, then I can see it being somewhat of an issue because it's like, well, we're close. We all hang out. We all go to dinners together. We're all really good friends. How come off camera I don't hear this stuff and on camera I do? It would bother me. But I feel like Mauricio and Ken were way more upset than Kyle and Lisa. And I think that the reason Kyle and Lisa kept it on the down low and they really didn't want to get too upset was because they saw that they were dealing with two husbands that are about to blow up. So let's just stay calm and not piss them off anymore and get them even more amplified and more upset.
Yeah, I have no idea because Mauricio got really mad. And that's almost kind of, why are you getting so mad?
Yeah.
Is this true? Like, that's what it makes me think.
It was very dramatic.
Yeah. And then when we get to the dinner, it just kicks off, you know?
Yeah.
And Kim getting involved with whatever she was saying, like, you're an angry man. And then they started going back and forth about, where were you at my daughter's wedding? And because Kim started with, you were in Wisconsin, and it's like, why were you at my daughter's wedding from Cannes? It's like,
right.
What does any of this have to
nothing.
Do with anything
nothing.
Right
this
now?
Is just, this is just what happens when one person decides to get enough balls to do something and mm-hmm. to confront somebody. Then everybody's like, well, also, you know, while we're at it, it's like, that's not, this just takes everything that you're going to say and literally dumbs it down. Yeah. And he was right when he said this is stupid. He should never call anybody stupid, but it's dumb. Like Yolanda, I don't think she ever comes in with bad intentions, but I think when she thinks that you are somebody that is evil or is a mean person who is manipulative, she is not going to accept it, and she's going to make sure she puts you in your place. She's very maternal in that way.
So she thinks that Lisa's mean?
I think she thinks that Lisa has a side to her that she likes to befriend the underdog. She likes to have people around her that aren't as you know, she mentioned, am I one of your Hollywood friends or am I one of your real friends? I think she thinks that Lisa is just, she needs to be like, her balloon needs to be popped and she needs to come back onto Earth.
To real world.
Yeah, and I think that bugs her because she has because Yolanda has more money than everybody there. Yolanda has so many beautiful, wonderful blessings in her life and she keeps it real, and I think she doesn't like seeing Lisa not keep it real because she's known Lisa for a while. So I think it's coming from a different place.
I don't know if I agree that Yolanda keeps it real, but I do and I don't. But we missed the drive to dinner, which kind of started things off
yeah,
with Brandy.
Talk about, yeah.
With Brandy and Lisa and the way that Brandy started talking about Sheena. And
the bus.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, yes, absolutely. Yeah, let's right. go into that now. The bus.
This whole argument just seemed very strange. When they were at the beach, Yolanda kind of messed things up, so Brandy couldn't even talk about. I mean, that fight seemed to aim towards, to me, it was like Brandy's jealous that Kim and Lisa are friends again.
Right.
That's how it came across. And then you have, on the van ride, Brandy saying about the Sheena thing.
Right.
And then at dinner, who even knows what really happened? Like, it's all strange fighting.
Right.
It's all weird topics that they were arguing about. And I mean, in the van, when it was Brandy that said, you knew that Sheena, who Sheena was, like what she did before you were friends with me.
Right.
And
do you believe that? It's tough. It's tough.
The fact that she said that, well, Lisa was kind of backtracking. First she said Sheena had worked there for 4 years. Then she said Sheena had worked there for 5 years.
Mrs. Pandy and Lisa were friends for 4 years.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
For 5 years. She said Pandora and Brandy had been friends.
That's a good point.
And it's like, okay.
She backtracked a lot. What's the reason?
Yeah. And if they've been friends for that long, the affair happened 7 years ago. Or 7.5, I think Sheena said in one episode. I'm sure that came up. If they were really good friends, I'm sure that came up to Pandora.
Yeah.
So I'm sure that Lisa knew. But honestly, like, it's all press, which is what Brandy said. But this is Lisa. Like, she likes to have, she's done a damn good job. She's on Housewives and she has her own spinoff. Like, I'm sorry, you can't knock her for that. Like, she knows what she's doing. Maybe it was at your expense, but you knew that she's calculated.
I know, like, but can you imagine seeing somebody have so much success based on something so terrible in your life? And
not even
getting a piece of it?
No, but when Brandy has to have asked these questions so long ago. When Lisa first found out that Sheena was who she was to Brandy, why was she then at every single party that she did?
Right, but this was how... See, but Brandy was kind of... That's why she said she kind of felt like under a spell, so to speak. She felt like... She felt so lucky. She said this. She said this herself. She felt so cool. Like, she was a popular chick. Like, getting to be around Lisa. She was like, little old me. Like, how come Lisa wants to hang out with me? She was so just invested in this friendship. And she felt like, this is amazing. I'm hanging with this, like, really... This big celebrity, this awesome person with lots of money.
Is Lisa Vanderpump?
I don't think she questioned
celebrity?
Her. Well, I think in the show, obviously, if you're going to be on camera a lot with... I mean, think about it. Lisa kind of started Brandy, too, because who really was filming with Brandy? Brandy was hated. Lisa's the one who started to bring Brandy in, so she's got to thank her a little bit. She's kind of reeled her in, brought her in. She was always hanging out with her and Ken. She was invited everywhere. So, I mean, you can't knock Lisa for that either, but I think that she was blinded a little bit because you only see what you want to see,
yeah.
I believe. And if you allow yourself to, like, she's now seeing other parts of Lisa, and now whoever was in her ear, her good friend that day,
is paying off.
Yeah.
But also, I mean, when Lisa now has a spinoff, Sheena's got to be around, because Andy said on one of, I think it was Vanderpump Reunion, that he liked seeing both sides of one of the fights that the Housewives had. He enjoyed seeing, and that's what, I mean, he's doing. He wants everyone to see both sides, whether you watch both or not. He wants them to merge, and that's going to happen. Sheena is going to be around. She's going to be on Housewives because, and honestly, it's kind of a plot line for Brandy.
Right.
Knowing that who Sheena is, and, I mean, this is an ongoing thing. Brandy's storyline wouldn't be as big if it wasn't for Lisa and Sheena. And
absolutely. So, she's absolutely... Absolutely. She has to thank her for that. 100%. I just think that, you know, this whole thing with Sheena, I feel like it was contrived. It was definitely plotted out. They had to have 100% had something in the works, or something was being talked about at this point when Sir was being featured, Sheena was being featured. I feel like there had to have been something, and they were, Rob was like, let's do a little searching. Let's see what we have in here. Mm-hmm. This whole show wouldn't exist without Sheena having sex with Eddie Cibrian.
No.
This would not exist. That first confrontation, that first talk between Sheena and Brandy at Sir or Villa Blanca, that was the beginning of it.
Yeah, completely. That was the segue into...
Brandy's not thinking of it like that.
No.
She doesn't know how less famous she would be right now if that didn't exist.
No, and yeah, it sucks, but I'm sorry, you're on a TV show. Like, they're going to pull people from all over the place to get what the viewers want.
Right.
And when you've been in a high-profile relationship, when they know that this girl that he slept with is an employee of Lisa... In fact, just saying it that, yeah, Lisa knew.
Of course she did.
100%.
There's no way that Pandora didn't tell her mother. I have my friend who I'm very close with is friends with Sheena. I don't know Sheena, but she's friends with Sheena. She's gone to her birthday before. She's hung out with her many times. She knew about it. She's known about it. I mean, I'm just saying, if you're friends with somebody, she's not even like best friends or anything like that. But I think at the time, I just think everybody knew about it.
Mm-hmm. What did you think of the Dancing with the Stars comment?
Okay, so... Thank you for mentioning that. In her blog as well, Lisa mentions that she got no support from anybody on the Housewives during Dancing with the Stars. They didn't tweet about it, and the only time they ever came was once during filming.
Well, you can see that they didn't support it when all they talk about is her fainting and it being fake.
Right.
So that proved that they didn't care about it at all.
They were jealous.
Completely. I think all of them are jealous.
It's a big honor when you get asked to do that.
I think all of them are jealous of Lisa. She's the most successful housewife.
Absolutely, 100%.
She is, hands down. And she's in a happy relationship. There's no tabloids about Ken having an affair. I think there's a lot of jealousy.
That would be kind of funny.
Ew, gross. but did she, I think, yeah, definitely Sheena was invited. Probably when Pandora went, Sheena went with her.
Yeah.
So I definitely think that Sheena went to Dancing with the Stars. But then it's like, and then as Ken didn't even give Lisa really a chance to say much before Ken was like, this is stupid.
Yeah.
Like, what are you hiding?
He has a low tolerance for anything. No patience.
See,
no.
Before tonight, I wouldn't have been like, oh, Ken is the one that fights back all the time, because I don't really see him like that.
Right.
But tonight, he just was having none of it. And it was almost like, Lisa's guilty of all this. I'm going to step in for her. But again, maybe it's the editing.
I want to know what our fans, our viewers, everybody listening and watching, I want to know what you think. If you think Ken was out of line, if you feel that Ken should have jumped in this situation. It's tough to say. I feel like he had every reason to be upset. I don't know if I think he didn't think before he spoke. I think he could have let it all soak in for a minute, and then he could have figured out how to handle this, because you're dealing with a bunch of girls and it's very dramatic. But if you guys want to log on to our iTunes and let us know, and you can comment. You guys are so amazing. How many comments I read a week are just insane. You guys are such huge Real Housewives fans. You know every little thing. I learned so much from all of you, and I would love to know what you think about Ken and this situation, and if he should have stepped in. And also Mauricio, do you think he was out of line? Because I felt like he may have been a little much with the I'm leaving, because clearly he didn't go anywhere. He's on the bus with his outfit on already, ready to go to dinner. So let us know. Charlotte and I will be reading and responding.
Yes, it was. I just found it a very strange, like,
episode.
Yeah, it definitely was. And
it's just weird arguing, very strange arguing, which has kind of been what this whole season is about. And then everyone else was trying to make it about them, i.e. Kim. And it's like, dude.
Oh, you just said, I eat Kim. I thought that's what you just said. You said, I hate Kim, right?
No, I said, i.e.
Oh, i.e. like, Kim. Oh, okay.
And Kyle was just like, what? And... yeah, it was just strange.
Yeah, it was. At the moment, currently, I guess during the reunion, Lisa felt the most support from Joyce, of all people. Joyce and Carlton. We knew Carlton, obviously, was going to be supporting Lisa. But Joyce gives her a lot of support, so I wonder if Joyce, if Kyle doesn't like that.
Probably not.
Yeah.
And then as they're leaving, Joyce and her husband kind of stand up and say, no, don't go.
Right.
The typical at the end of every housewife argument dinner. But then when they sit back down, they're like...
they're Team Kyle.
Right?
I was so confused by that, too. Is she playing both sides of the fence, or does she just see... does she not want to take an already big issue, and she just wants... it looks like they did the smart thing by just saying, you know what? Why even at this point? You've got four sharks all around you. Right. I mean, I would say nothing. And she doesn't want any drama. She's got enough going on in her life. So I think she played it right. I don't think she said anything wrong. I mean, I think Kyle should have asked the question. I don't think she asked it at the right time.
No, I don't either. I agree. I think both of them needed to be there, but not when, I mean, Kim obviously has resentment towards Ken, the angry old man. And
oh, that was so mean.
It was just aggressive. Yeah. It was like, but then Ken had been like, you're stupid, you're stupid,
right.
You're stupid. It's like, what is going on?
Yeah, I don't like that. You never call. I don't think he should have spoken to Yolanda the way he did. I don't think that was right. I think that at some point you need to, as a man, see that you can't do anything to fix the situation. Let the girls handle it. Because we know how to fight. That's what we were born to do. I mean, what do we fight. We girls fight hard and we make up hard. And we are just, you know, it almost makes it worse when the guy gets involved. Because then when we make up, it's an awkward thing, you know?
It was just strange how, but then Kyle and Lisa were the two quietest people the whole time.
Right.
The whole time they were the quietest. And it's like, wait, this is supposed to be about you guys, and you guys are the two that aren't talking.
Right.
It's everyone else that's fighting instead. Like, why don't you guys solve the issue instead of everyone else trying to, who even knows, fight about things that are being pulled? I mean, when Ken said, why didn't you come to my daughter's wedding? How long ago was that?
Right.
That was
digging.
Last season
They're
or the
digging.
Season before that?
I think it was the season before that. They're digging.
Like,
they're
holy
digging at this point.
Moly.
Well, I mean, you know, I think when Lisa was confronted by Kyle in that situation, and then Brandy got involved, Brandy almost hesitated for a second because Kyle's like, I'm hearing two stories and I'm waiting for Brandy to like say yeah. And you know, it's almost like she's taking a second to think like, okay, this is it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to go against Lisa right now in front of everybody. And then she does it. And, it, you know, Lisa walks away. She fights a little bit, but she plays the confused card. When did I do that? When? I thought the first time was it. It's like almost like if you didn't do it, you'd know you didn't do it.
Yeah, she would have been more forceful. She was playing the confused card like, oh, well, I think that I first read it.
Because how can you get mad at someone who doesn't remember anything? Play the dementia card. It's like, come on.
But then I assumed that I thought Brandy was going to confront it more. All Brandy said was, no, you didn't.
I think she's scared. She says she's scared of her. She says she's very smart. You don't want to go against her. And we were trying to figure out why you don't really want to go against Lisa. Like, what's the thing that's going to happen when you go against Lisa?
Right.
Like, I think that it's like the Adrienne Maloof thing. Like, Adrienne Maloof was fired because of Lisa. I don't think that's true.
It wasn't because of Lisa.
I think it's because the husband and wife broke up. I mean,
like, I think there was a lot of different things that went into it. I don't think it was solely because of Lisa. And I don't think, like, when Brandy says, I'm so scared, it's like, what? I mean, your guy's friendship probably is done anyway.
Right. It's definitely done. There's no way I can go back.
You need to confront it before and stop letting everyone else fight your own battles.
Right, right. Well, you know, I'll tell you. I would love to want to get into predictions about next week because this is just like we could talk about this all night.
Venting. Come on, housewives, have some better fights, please.
Seriously, and you know the Real Housewives Awards are coming up on March, I think 23rd or March 22nd, and I wonder who's going to win the most the biggest fight of the year. I don't know if this one will go, but I know
New York.
There's so many arguments, but these ones, there's been some big ones this year, scary ones. This wasn't like huge, but
Housewives in general, right?
Housewives in general, yeah.
I think New York will win the biggest fight.
Well, they have like certain situations, certain dinners, yeah. But we'll go.
Oh, it's like dinner fights.
Yeah, like crazy. Oh, there's a lot of them. So many. Yeah, I can't believe. But anyway, next week I predict
Puerto Rico.
Yeah, I just think that it's going to...
Part two,
right. I think we're going to see a little bit more Puerto Rico, but then it's going to go back to their real lives. And they're both, Yolanda and Kim are going to say goodbye to the kids. They're going to go over to college. And I think Lisa and Carlton are now going to team up. We see a little bit of them together. So I'm sure she's going to go vent to Carlton because she has nobody else, really.
Yeah, maybe Carlton will be more involved now that she's kind of on the outskirts. And I mean, what's Carlton's opinion of her not being invited to Puerto Rico? That I really don't like the editing this season.
Yeah.
There's so much that we don't know about. They've, like, skipped a lot of important things,
yes.
I feel.
Yes.
And
Kyle had a lot to do with that. She didn't want to.
Right?
She didn't want
and
her
I mean,
to go.
Yeah, but what's Carlton's thoughts on it?
We'll find out. We'll ask her. We'll find out.
Yeah.
We'll get that info for you guys. Okay, so where can we find you, Charlotte?
At Shawbrobin on Twitter and at Shawbrobin _ on Instagram.
Yeah, go find her. And I'm at Miss Ashley Daniels for both Twitter and Instagram. Thank you so much for watching, commenting. You guys are amazing. We'll see you next week.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.
Thank you for watching AfterBuzz TV on YouTube. For more of your favorite after shows and interviews, subscribe to our channel here, and be sure to share your opinion on the episode in the comment section below here. We'd love to see what you guys are buzzing about. Thanks again. Buzz you later.